Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to Hancock and Kelly on the DGS, the Dave Glover Show. We're going to take you all the way to the top of the hour. This hour ahead is going to be a little bit of a reflection on some great radio plays that were put together. My friend John Hancock and I both grew up listening to KMOX. John in particular remembers the glory days of Jack Carney and the radio plays that he used to put together. And so over the 16 to 17 years that we've been on KMOX, we've done a number of radio plays. I give all credit to the creative writing of my friend John Hancock. I participate in providing the voice, sometimes a cancelable voice, and John Hancock, while being magnificently handsome. You'll hear that throughout every one of our radio plays. This first one's called Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And it deals with a baseball team in St. Louis trying to bring a new play-by-play announcer. And I think you'll enjoy it. Listen to this.
Our story begins in the cold St. Louis winter of 1934. As the snow piles up and with America in the midst of the Great Depression, the St. Louis Cardinals proposed to become the world champions of baseball and would be known forevermore as the Gas House Gang. KMOX Radio in St. Louis, then just 9 years old, was bringing the games to life, and they were looking for a new play-by-play voice of the Cardinals. Today's drama, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, stars Debbie Monterey as Deborah Monter, KMOX News Director John Butler as Mr. Gore Bekov, Cardinals Director of Operations, and KMOX's own Michael Kelly as Michel Kerlois, a member of a prominent French family and a business tycoon in our city, brewer of the world-famous Kerlois beer, and John Hancock, starring as radio announcer Ronald Dutch Reagan, a struggling play-by-play man from Des Moines, Iowa, who is destined to become an American legend, and who is also, however, magnificently handsome.
Well, no.
Let's step inside the offices of the St. Louis Cardinals as Director of Operations Gore Bekov and Cardinal Publicist Deborah Monter are meeting with prominent St. Louis businessman Michel Kerlois, discussing the upcoming season.
Now look here, Miss Monter, our future, and I repeat, our future is in radio. We must have the very best announcer possible.
I know, Gore, but this guy from Iowa sounds way too political. He's always talking about cutting taxes and reducing government waste.
And you are so beautiful, my little daffodil.
Please, Mr. Kerlois, we have important business to discuss here.
Ah, you are so shy, my little vision of total information. A.M.?
Shut up, Kerlois. We have to hire an announcer for next season, and we have all these resumes. Good grief. You know what? I really like this one. This guy named Reagan. He's been doing games at WHO in Des Moines.
WHO spells who? And I know who's the most beautiful creature in Zero.
Mr. Kerlois, please contain yourself.
I have Reagan coming in here in a few minutes to interview. I thought we'd ask him to describe a couple of his plays. I mean, the really exciting stuff. And then to advertise one of your tasty products, Mr. Kerlois.
He can advertise my love for this beautiful mademoiselle, who smells like a bouquet of red roses and choice barley hops.
I was thinking of your beer, Kerlois. Baseball and beer go together like mom, dad, the American flag, apple pie, hot dogs, and good grief, in this day and age, unemployment and soup lines.
And Mr. Kerlois, you stand to make a lot of money advertising on our Cardinal broadcasts.
I don't care about my reaches, my little baby lamb. I am a lover.
You can love me all you want, but we need to put a winner on the field.
As they say, that's a winner.
You're a real piece of work, Kerlois. I think I hear a knock at the door.
I didn't hear anything.
I hear nothing.
I said I think I hear a knock at the door. Come right in.
Hello.
At this very moment, into the room walks Ronald Dutch Reagan, a magnificently handsome radio man from Des Moines, Iowa. He was there to audition to become the voice of the Cardinals, and he was thinking about the future of his country.
Well, hello. This is Ronald Reagan, and I would certainly like to broadcast your Cardinal games next year. I think they'll win the World Series.
That's fine, Mr. Reagan, but we need to hear how you do a game. Now, let's pretend that George Contras of the Cincinnati Reds is at the plate. Dizzy Dean is pitching for the Cardinals. Describe the play for us.
Well, we should support the Contras. But here we go. And here's the first pitch from Dean, and it's high. And speaking of high, how about the national debt under President Roosevelt? I think these liberals are destroying our country.
You are a right-wing heir, Mr. Reagan. We don't need your commentary when we have this lovely Mademoiselle Monter in the room.
Mr. Calois.
Never mind all that. Look, Reagan, just call the play straight, stay away from the political jabs, and try to work in a little product promotion. We've got bills to pay.
Well, okay. And the next pitch is fouled down the left field line. And speaking of left field, how about those big government programs of the New Deal? They're bankrupting the country. Government is the problem. And if you can't stand the liberal policies of the Democrats, how about opening a cold, frosty bottle of smooth-drinking Calois beer or easy-drinking Calois Light? It's time to head for the mountains of Calois.
All right, Hancock, that's enough of the liberal bashing. I suppose everything was just peachy for the 12 years before Roosevelt got elected when you Republicans were in charge. I guess a return to the Herbert Hoover is just what you want.
Why, Mr. Calois? I didn't realize you were so partisan.
There you go again.
I am so sorry, my little one. I am a very passionate man.
Enough, Calois, and enough of the political stuff, Mr. Reagan. Let's see about your knowledge of baseball. What's your take on the Phillies' Jimmy Fox? The word around the league is that they're holding him hostage, but might trade him for a couple of good pitchers.
Well, Mr. Gore Vidal, we do not trade arms for hostages.
It's Gore Backoff. Good grief. What do you think of all the home runs we've given up over the right field fence at Sportsman's Park? Left-handed batters went deep 36 times last year, and I'm worried about our right-handed starting pitching.
Well, Mr. Gorbachev, that's a real problem. That right field fence could cause some big trouble for the Cardinals this year. I can only think of one thing to do.
Well, what is it? We're all waiting.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Was so much fun to do, and John Hancock has one of the best Ronald Reagan impersonations that you'll ever hear. If it's not Ronald Reagan, he also does John Ashcroft impeccably. That was my first in a series of voices that Hancock helped write for me that could get me canceled. I feel I apologize to any of the Pepe Le Pew friends out there who I took some liberty to come up with the way that I would talk about people. But it was so much fun to also hear John Butler, who was the famous news director when John and I first came to KMOX. He plays a role in several of our plays over the next hour, so you'll get to continue to hear John Butler. That was a blast from the past. And then Debbie Monterey, who plays the object of my affection in so many of these plays. But it's so much fun to have done these. John and I are going to have to find an opportunity he'll have to write a couple of more, and we'll do a couple more because it's such a throwback to the old days of KMOX. And Jack Carney would do these all the time. That unique radio program that inspired John and myself to a little bit, but mainly John to put these together. So on this Christmas Eve, we're glad that you're going to stick around. We've got another one coming up for you here after the break. That one is about a major opportunity that could be coming to St. Louis. And it's got a throwback. Well, this one's got to be 15, 16 years old as it makes reference to Francis Slay being the mayor, and well, that hasn't been the case in quite some time. What'd you think of that radio play there?
That was pretty good. I like that a lot. The opening line from Reagan really got me.
Yeah, well, where he says, we've got to support the Contras.
Right out of the gate.
Well, that's John. He does such a great job with that. And it was kind of a clever that he worked in Calois and, you know, little microbreweries that existed when dealing with Anheuser-Busch. So that was Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You can go back and listen into that on the Odyssey app if you don't have that
Of course, you can always listen to us on 1120 AM. If you're like myself, I'm driving one of these EVs. They don't have AM in the radio in the cars anymore. It's 98.7 FM KMOX radio here in St. Louis. 98.7. It's crystal clear. We're coming through in stereo, which means you'll get to hear these commercials fully in stereo after this, right here on KMOX. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from the Dave Glover Show. Dave and Rachel, Kevin and Andrew, they're all off on a little well-deserved holiday, celebrating Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with their family. They'll be back with you here after the new holiday, and we'll be looking forward to hearing that whole crowd back on. This is Hancock and Kelly. We've held forth all day today. We've heard from the future governor of the state of Missouri, Mike Kehoe, who called in to wish St. Louisans a Merry Christmas, told us a lot about his upbringing here in St. Louis, North St. Louis, and then later his start into business with the Sinclair Auto family, then going to Jefferson City, starting his own dealership, and then the rest is history after winning a competitive race for governor, primary race in the Republican side. Went on to handily defeat the Democrat and joined us here on KMOX, wishing us all a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as he slides into a job which probably, from my perspective, faces more crisis and turmoil than any governor's seen in quite some time. He's going to have his hands cut out with him as he's got a crime problem that's growing in the city, population losses, and such need for economic development, not to mention most of the issues that are happening here in the St. Louis area that probably need some type of state help, intervention, or oversight. One of the things that government has done is helped bring businesses to St. Louis. You'll remember Francis Slay. It was just a couple of mayors ago that he was there. And here's a little story that John and I put together called A New Day for St. Louis. It's all about trying to land a big multinational corporation to St. Louis. Of course, it's got a Hancock twist because he's magnificently handsome, and it'll always end with a punchline of a joke. Listen to this. We call it New Day for St. Louis right here on KMOX.
KMOX Radio, in keeping with its history of thoughtful, informative news and information, proudly presents another installment of our KMOX Radio Theater. Today's episode, A New Day for St. Louis, starring Kevin Colleen as an enterprising young reporter out to get a scoop, Steve Moore, KMOX Program Director, as Mayor Francis Slay, KMOX News Director John Butler, starring as John Boardroom Buster Butler, a bare-knuckled, ruthless corporate CEO out to wrangle millions of government dollars, and KMOX's own Michael Kelly, playing the part of Mike, Mr. Insider Kelly, a political operative who makes deals for a living, and John Hancock, starring as himself, a good-natured political consultant who is, however, magnificently handsome.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan. Wait a minute, Charlie's not in this play.
Our story begins on a sleepy Friday afternoon. The mayor's office is emptying out as Mayor Slay prepares for public appearances in Soulard in the Central West End. Preparations continue for the spectacular softball field on the grounds of what was once called Ballpark Village. Just then, a news flash comes across the desk in the KMOX newsroom.
This just into KMOX News. Negotiations are underway for a new mega merger between PolyGram Records, Warner Brothers, and the Keebler Baking Company. St. Louis is entering the negotiations to become the new international headquarters of the merged company. Stay tuned to News Radio 1120 KMOX for details or go to KMOX.com for more information. For KMOX News, this is Megan Lynch reporting.
Hello, this is Michael.
Kelly, it's Mayor Slay. I'm appointing you and Hancock to help bring us the new headquarters of the PolyGram, Warner Brothers, and Keebler merger to St. Louis. They just announced it on KMOX.
This is very exciting, a new day for St. Louis. I'll call Hancock right away, but he's probably too conservative to make any deals. But we need a bipartisan approach on this one.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan.
No, it isn't. It's John Hancock. What's up, Mr. Kelly?
Mayor Slay has a big job for us, John. We need to get the new PolyGram, Warner Brothers, and Keebler Company to move its operations to St. Louis.
Happy to help, but you've got to promise me you won't empty out the city treasury to get them here. You Democrats are on a spending spree these days.
Yeah, but you Republicans didn't seem to mind when you were running up the national debt $10.5 trillion. Hey, we got to work together on this, John, and there's nobody else who can get this done.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan.
You're right. Call the mayor back and tell him we're in.
Hey, Michael, are we ready to go?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, but we need to offer them a quality location. Any ideas?
Yeah. How about that softball field next to Busch Stadium? A large corporate headquarters might be perfect there.
That's a great idea, but I drove past there yesterday, and they were erecting a huge historical marker.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan.
Oh, I'm sure Charlie will be okay. He's one of the biggest civic boosters around.
Softball field? That'll work. We'll have those little Keebler Elves downtown if it costs us $200 million. We'll get a meeting set up right away with the CEO. I understand he's a real tough negotiator.
Ah, yes. Boardroom Buster Butler. He has quite the reputation. Better keep the meeting very secret.
Soon, negotiations were underway to merge the three companies and find a new corporate home at a highly clandestine secret lunch meeting at the Chrysler plant.
We were pretty sure nobody'd be there.
Hancock and Kelly and Mayor Slay make the hard sell for St. Louis to John Boardroom Buster Butler.
I'm telling you, Buster or Butler, this Ballpark Village site is perfect for PolyGram, Warner Brothers, and Keebler. We've got a great city and many, many prominent and important people.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan.
And we'll give you whatever you want.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, gentlemen. I'm not so sure PolyGram, Warner Brothers, and Keebler should really be in the Midwest. We're a coastal company. Besides, all you put on the table is a softball field. And, of course, this excellent toasted ravioli.
Excuse me. Hello. I'm Kevin Killeen, KMOX Radio. Do you have a comment about this merger, Mr. Buster?
It's Butler. Hey, I thought this was supposed to be a secret meeting.
Oh, well, actually, I was here covering a story about the lonely robots who missed their UAW friends here at the Chrysler plant, but that's a whole other story. It seems I've stumbled onto some really big news.
You'll have to excuse Mr. Killeen, Mr. Buster.
It's Butler.
Butler? Kevin Killeen is a tireless news hound.
Never mind all that, Mr. Ballroom Buster.
Hancock? That's Boardroom Buster.
Whatever. Look, Buster, what will it take to get your company to St. Louis?
Okay, here's our final offer. We'll come to your softball field, but we'll need $200 million in tax credits, 10 years of property tax abatements, and we'll need the city to construct a large, hollow tree, fully stocked with state-of-the-art baking equipment. And I'll have some more of that ravioli. And it's Butler. And you'll need to remove that historic marker.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan.
That's ridiculous. What a waste of taxpayer dollars.
We'll do it.
We'll do it.
Liberals.
Is this all on the record? Just how tall is that hollow tree going to be anyway, Mr. Butler?
That's Buster, Kevin.
Oh, I mean Mr. Buster.
Butler.
And so, after weeks of intense negotiations and $200 million worth of tax credits, low interest rates and tax abatements, and the promise of constructing a large hollow tree, the new company formed from PolyGram Records, Warner Brothers, and Keebler was heading to St. Louis.
This just in, exclusive to KMOX News, the PolyGram Records Warner Brothers Keebler corporate merger has just been approved by the Federal Trade Commission. Mayor Slay's office has announced a press conference for tomorrow at 2 p.m. on second base at the new softball field outside of Busch Stadium. Some of St. Louis's leading citizens participated in secret negotiations to attract the company.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan.
The newly formed company has announced that it will be called Poly Warner Cracker.
And he was magnificently handsome. Poly Warner Cracker. That was brighter days for St. Louis. It was before Ballpark Village had come to fruition. Steve Moore, that's our boss here at KMOX. He's the guy who made the decision to put Hancock and Kelly on the radio. You heard Kevin Killeen, the infamous reporter, doing what he does best, showing up everywhere and asking people. And then Charlie Brennan. Is there a time that Charlie Brennan appears on TV, radio, or anywhere where he doesn't announce he's Charlie Brennan? And, of course, he's always erecting monuments and making people know the history of St. Louis. That was a very fun radio play. We're going to step aside to check in on the news at the bottom of the hour. We may even get a look at the traffic. We'll come back, and in our next radio play, deals with the Super Bowl, and, well, guess what? I'm hitting on Debbie Monterey again. We'll be back right here on the DGS on KMOX. A happy Christmas to you. It's Michael Kelly and John Hancock. Hancock and Kelly on the DGS. Sitting in for the crew is Dave, Rachel, Andrew, and Kevin. Take some time off to spend with their families. We hope you're enjoying your time with your family. And, of course, you always have your KMOX family, which you can tune to KMOX 1120 or on FM 98.7. We're continuing this hour playing some of the Hancock and Kelly radio plays.
Our next one features John Butler as well. Of course, John Hancock, who's magnificently handsome. And this one, I'm playing Michael Kelly. And yet again, I think I'm hitting on Debbie Monterey. We call this one Super Bowl Surprise.
Our story begins on a cold, frosty St. Louis morning. Exactly 1 year ago today. Poor Michael Kelly, successful political consultant, debonair man about town, the kind of man who gets what he wants when he wants it, is sitting alone in his dark office, depressed that yet another Super Bowl is coming and he doesn't have tickets. Oh, he's tried, year after year, pulling strings, calling in favors, begging and pleading, but those elusive Super Bowl tickets have never come to him. Although he didn't know it, his life was about to change. Today's drama, Super Bowl Surprise, stars Michael Kelly, a true blue football fan whose blues are about to fade, and KMOX's own John Hancock as a faithful partner, always ready to help a friend in need, and who is also, however, magnificently handsome. And Debbie Monterey as an officious stadium usher, protecting ticket holders from those rude section crashers. And KMOX News Director John Butler, starring as Krusty Buster, a white-haired curmudgeon who is enjoying his 43rd consecutive Super Bowl game. We now take you to the offices of the Kelly Group Incorporated. Mike Kelly is about to receive a phone call that, to paraphrase Clint Eastwood, will make his day.
Hello, this is Michael.
Kelly, you're not going to believe this, but I've gotten us two tickets to the Super Bowl. We're going to Tampa, baby.
The Cardinals and the Steelers? You have no idea how long I've waited to go to a Super Bowl. Hancock, you're the best person ever.
Well, well, Mr. Kelly, what a nice thing to say. Hey, Mr. Radio Control Switch Guy, play that last part back again, please.
Hancock, you're the best person ever.
Okay, make a note and mark that for the next time we discuss Obama's health care plan. Now, Michael, I must warn you, they're not the greatest seats.
Oh, John, you know me. I'm not a seat snob. It'll be awesome just being in the stadium.
Yeah, and hanging with me.
Yep, just being in the stadium. You know, I always said we'd have a Republican U.S. Senator from Massachusetts before I'd ever get a chance to go to a Super Bowl game.
Yeah, that'll never happen. Hey, I gotta run. If I don't see you before, I'll see you in Tampa.
And so the preparations get underway. Hancock and Kelly are heading off to Tampa, Florida to enjoy Super Bowl 43 between the Arizona Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. On game day, the two friends enter Raymond James Stadium for the thrill of a lifetime. Once inside, they confront a friendly stadium usher.
May I see your tickets, please?
You betcha, ma'am. Here they are. Great seats, huh?
No, they're not, you unfortunate little man. They're in the top section, in the top row, in the top seats, right in the corner of the end zone. Hope you brought your binoculars.
Oh, we sure did. I should have known you would get the worst possible seats, Hancock. You Republicans can't get anything right.
Hey, just be glad you're getting your nosebleed before health care reform goes into effect.
So, up they went. Up, up, up. Hancock and Kelly finally arriving at their seats, as far away from the action as humanly possible. After spending 10 minutes complaining about his seat, Mike Kelly pulled out his binoculars for the kickoff.
You know, Hancock, these seats really stink. Hey, wait a minute. It looks like there's two open seats right there on the 50-yard line next to that white-haired guy down there.
Let me see those binoculars. Yeah, some old guy looks to be sitting all by himself. Poor guy. I'll bet he's lonely down there, 12 rows back on the 50-yard line.
Well, he's not going to be lonely anymore. Old fella, here come Kelly and Hancock.
And so, the two friends began their arduous journey, down level after level after level. The only thing standing between them and football bliss was stadium usher Debbie.
Excuse me, I can't let you in there without tickets.
Well now, howdy, ma'am. I'm sure you'd like to help a couple of handsome young men enjoy the game of a lifetime.
Look here, pal. You're not going to charm me. I've got a job to do, and I won't be swayed by a little... Hey, aren't you George Clooney?
Yeah. George Clooney. That's right. George Clooney. And I'm helping this poor, unfortunate homeless man here by taking him to the Super Bowl.
Knock it off, Clooney.
And, we left our expensive tickets on our expensive celebrity seats down there on the 50-yard line.
Wow, George Clooney. I just loved you and up in the air. Can I get your autograph? And how nice of you to take care of this unfortunate homeless guy here.
Here you go. Glad you liked up in the air. We were just sitting there.
Thank you, George. Can I call you George? Oh, and... this is your phone number?
You betcha. It's 314-436-7900. Call anytime.
Oh, you are so handsome and so tan for this time of year.
He just got back from Monterey. Come on, George. We need to find our seats.
Off they went, George and his homeless friend, walking down aisle after aisle.
Excuse me?
Until they were just 12 rows back from the field of play.
Pardon me.
They were heading right toward the old, white-haired man.
Pardon me.
Who had two empty seats beside him.
Well, hello there, sir. Are these seats taken?
What are you, blind guy? Of course they're not taken. You don't see anybody, do you?
Sorry about that, sir. We noticed these seats might be available and just wondered if you mind if we...
It's a free country. Well, at least it used to be. Not so sure anymore, though. Yeah, go ahead, sit down, and don't bother me. I'm trying to enjoy the game.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm Mike Kelly, and this is my friend John Hancock.
John Hancock? What a stupid name. I'm Krusty Buster, and you're sitting in my seats. I've come to the Super Bowl for the past 43 years with my wife and mother-in-law, and you two are sitting in their seats.
Gosh, I'm sorry. If they're on their way, John and I will gladly move.
They're not on their way. They were killed in a tragic car accident. That's why I'm here at the game. All alone.
Oh, my. How horrible. Please accept our deepest sympathies, Mr. Buster.
Well, what are you going to do? Life goes on. Hey, pass me the mustard, will
you? Here you go. Man, these are awesome seats. I bet they cost a fortune. Surely you could have invited some family members or a couple of friends to come with you, so you didn't have to sit here all by yourself, Mr. Buster.
I could have, but, they're at the funeral.
There it is, Super Bowl surprise. The moderator that you hear bring in every one of these is Dave King. He's the voice of KMOX. You hear him all the time, the intros to commercials, the outros. You know, this is KMOX. And he has this unique ability to throw his voice this way and that way. And he helped us with the production of all of these plays. That one there, again, featuring John Butler. Just a unique personality. The attitude that John had in that radio play is not too off from how he was as the news director here. Dave King, of course, a legend, and then Debbie Monterey, who, in a role reversal, was batting her eyes at me, and who wouldn't mind that? My favorite line is when Hancock says to Debbie, he just got back from Monterey. Well, we've got to step outside for commercial. When we come back, it's the one radio play that almost got me canceled right here on KMOX. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, the DGS, Hancock and Kelly. We're going to be out of here after this radio play. It's called Big Tex and Miguel.
My story begins at a large cattle ranch in West Texas. Big Tex Hancock and his lawyer are heading down to McAllen, Texas, to file suit to close the southern border. He's leaving his trusted farmhand, Miguel, in charge of the ranch, and also in charge of his beloved horse, Turquoise. Today's story, Big Tex, The Demise of Turquoise, stars some of KMOX's radio's most talented performers. Tris Gazelle plays the role of Miss Kitty, the loving and faithful wife of Big Tex. Michael Kelly reprises his role as Miguel, whose illegal immigration status shockingly doesn't seem to bother Big Tex, his employer. Rachel Zimmerman joins the cast as Margarita Seagrams, one of the West Texas' brightest young veterinarians. Also starring Dave Glover as prominent attorney Rudy Gloverani, who has recently made a fortune in the advertising business. And John Hancock stars in the title role of Big Tex Hancock, a wealthy cattle farmer who wants to shut down the southern border of the U.S. He's a bit of a narcissist, but he is, however, magnificently handsome. We now take you to a ranch in West Texas.
There she is, Miguel, my darling Turquoise. What a vision of beauty.
She is a horse, Big Tex. You sound like you're talking about a beautiful señorita.
Ah, she is beautiful, ain't she? Anyway, Miss Kitty and I are headed down to McAllen to file this here lawsuit to close the border. Can't have all them illegals pouring across.
Sweetheart, you do know that Miguel here is...
Never mind all that, baby dumpling. We're on a mission. Where's Rudy, anyway?
Sorry, I'm late, Big Tex. I had to swing by my P.O. box to see if you'd paid me, and strangely enough, it doesn't really appear that I've...
Paid? You'll get paid when the elections... I mean, you'll get paid when this here lawsuit is won.
That's fair. That sounds fair.
Big Tex, I just love the way you take charge.
Thank you, Miss Kitty. I couldn't do any of this without you. You're not only beautiful, but you make for a fine first lady here at the White House Ranch.
Speaking of the ranch, I've noticed the other day that your carpets are looking a bit rough. Now, let me tell you about my friends at Zero Res. They're the best around because they're priced right, and they really take their work seriously.
Order me up one of them. Now, Miguel, we're leaving today, so you're in charge of taking care of Turquoise. Why, if anything happens to that horse, I don't know what I'd do. You know, I was a riding Turquoise the day that Donald J. Trump was elected the 45th president of the United States. I was a riding Turquoise the day Donald J. Trump was found not guilty in the impeachment. Both times, actually.
You also rode her the day that Joe Biden was inaugurated after the Capitol insurrection. But don't worry, Big Tex. I will take good care of. And now, who is this?
Well, this here's our veterinarian, Miss Margarita Seagrams. She's a tall drink of water, ain't she?
Hi, everybody. Big Tex has asked me to help look after Turquoise while he and Miss Kitty are away.
My name is Miguel, but people call me Latino Amor Machina, the Latin love machine.
You know, this guy is sketchy. Perhaps you're going to need an order of protection from a circuit court. My friend Susan Ward could get this result for you very quickly. She makes things happen immediately.
Order me up one of them, too. Gotta go.
Big Tex, Miss Kitty, and Rudy Gloverani depart for their short flight to McAllen, Texas. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
How interesting that my favorite drink is Margarita. Tell me, Dr. Margarita, are you currently seeing anyone?
Well, this morning I saw the Miller's dogs and I saw the Hiller's hogs.
How about if we go to dinner and discuss your animal instincts?
Oh, Miguel, Latino Amor Machina. I think these things may be moving a bit too fast for me.
Oh, no! It is Turquoise. She's running toward the ravine.
Well, at least I'm off the hook for dinner.
Meanwhile, down at the border in McAllen, Texas.
You know what we need here? Porta-potties. How can you not have porta-potties at an expansive border with no buildings for miles around? My friends at R&R Sanitation can take care of every need. An outdoor party, a community event, a vast wasteland of border crossings. R&R has you covered.
Well, order me up one of them, too. Sounds convenient.
Oh, Big Tex, you are such a brilliant businessman.
Howdy.
Hello, Big Tex. Lo siento. I had some very bad news.
Lo siento?
I'm sorry.
Sorry? What'd y'all do now? Have we lost another lawsuit?
No, Senor Tex. It is Turquoise. She ran off toward the ravine. She fell in. And she's dead.
Dead? Turquoise? Well, what happened?
Dr. Margarita and I were discussing how to best to take care of her. She got spooked and galloped away, straight into the ravine. It was muy horrible.
I think that's muy horrible, Miguel.
Muy horrible.
I can't believe Turquoise is dead. This is the worst thing that could ever possibly happen.
Sweetie, the worst thing?
That's right. It's the worst thing that could happen. Well, I guess I still got you.
You know, my friends at BioBalance Health, they don't just help in the bedroom.
Now listen here, Miguel. You don't call somebody up on the phone and just tell them their horse died. You can't do that to somebody. You call and you say, Turquoise ran off toward the ravine, but we think she'll be okay. Then you call the next day and you say, Turquoise fell in the ravine, but we think we'll get her out. And then once I'm fully prepared, Miguel, you call and you give me the horrible news. You got that?
Si, senor. I am very sorry for your loss. Dr. Margarita is consoling me right now.
I am not consoling you.
The tragic news put a real damper on the lawsuit. Rudy Gloverani, he was sweating profusely. Miss Kitty was hurt. Big Tex was heartbroken. As they prepared to walk into court, Big Tex got another faithful phone call.
Hey, hello.
Big Tex, it's me, Miguel.
I know it's you, Miguel. What's happening now?
It's your mother-in-law. She just ran off towards the ravine.
You gotta love it. If you've enjoyed that, it's the creativity of John Hancock and all the stars here of KMOX. Merry Christmas to you and your families. A Happy New Year. Tune in to Hancock and Kelly on Friday at 8:30 to 11 o'clock. And don't forget, we're on every Sunday morning on Fox 2 for Hancock and Kelly, the television show. Merry Christmas to you and yours.